Maryland's News Now. On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Tonight, it's another Sweet 16 party. Has your team been invited? Even if you don't know that Florida Gulf Coast is wearing the glass slippers, sports reporter for the Wall Street Journal, Ben Cohen, has some pointers for all of us who want to talk the talk with a crowd of tournament junkies. And he joins us now to talk about that. Ben, thank you so much for being with us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
I love that you're giving me all the lines. Okay, so I go with my husband to a party and the TV's on and everybody's watching. And so I can just walk up and say, offense isn't cool. You know what's cool? Tempo-free defensive rankings.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if anyone's really going to want to talk to you after you say that, but you'll sound pretty smart if you say it. And
that's all I'm looking for.
Yeah, the reason is over the last 10 years, only two teams outside of the top 50 in terms of tempo-free defensive rankings have made it to the Final Four. And there are a couple of teams that are outside of the top 50 this year, like LaSalle and Florida Gulf Coast. Not that anyone really expects them to make it to Atlanta for the Final Four, but Michigan is pretty close at number 42, which means that their defense, you know, obviously isn't one of the best in the country, and that could be a problem for them this weekend.
All right, so, and how cool am I going to sound if I say this Sweet 16 is actually pretty chalky?
I think people might talk to you if you say that. So if you're looking
to talk, you're making this party for me now.
Yeah, I don't know. Some people don't like people talking to them, but if you're one of those people who happens to like people talking to them, then if you talk about chalk, I mean, it's been a crazy season. It's been kind of a crazy NCAA tournament so far, but a lot of the favorites that we thought before the tournament could get to the Final Four are still left. They're still Indiana, they're still Louisville, they're still Kansas, and they're still Florida. And there's still Ohio State in that West region, which was really the Las Vegas and statistical favorite to get out of that region even before number one seed Gonzaga went down last weekend.
All right, now, I feel like I'm going to be really ahead of the curve here. I'm over Florida Gulf Coast, really into LaSalle now.
Yeah, that's like what the real indie band experts like to say when everyone catches up and figures out that some band that they liked 10 years ago is actually pretty popular. But LaSalle is a number 13 seed, and any normal year would be the real Cinderella darling of this tournament. It's very, very rare that a number 13 seed makes it to the second weekend, and they've been almost completely overlooked because of the amazing story of Florida Gulf Coast, the first number 15 seed ever to make it to the second weekend. So if you want to buck the trend, if you want to hop on maybe a bandwagon that isn't completely full, LaSalle is who you want to be rooting for. And the nice thing is that LaSalle has a pretty good chance of beating Wichita State to get to the Elite Eight, whereas Florida Gulf Coast's chances against Florida are probably just about what you'd expect Florida Gulf Coast chances against Florida to be.
Now, I don't know if I have any idea what I'm saying here, but I'm so psyched for the Battle of the Nerds.
Yeah, Miami Marquette tonight. This is a real Battle of the Nerds because both coaches, even though they are pretty much nothing alike, Miami's coach Jim Larrañaga is in his 60s, and he's a New Yorker, and he's probably near the end of his coaching career. And Marquette coach Buzz Williams is a Texan. He's 40. He's one of the sport's brightest coaching prospects. So both are real statistical geeks. They're total wonks, and they believe in the power of statistics. So I'm sure that both of them have been studying the numbers ever since learning that they would be playing in the Sweet 16 and especially coaching against each other. And these are probably two of the biggest geeks left in the NCAA tournament. So yeah, if you're looking to support some coach that is quantitative-minded and believes in analytics and systems and mathematical models, then Buzz Williams or Jim Larrañaga are your guys.
All right. Things to say at your Sweet 16 party. Ben Cohen from the Wall Street Journal, thank you so much.
Thank you.